general election is getting ever closer. The fevered excitement mounts. Who will win? What difference will it make in our lives? Voting is a privilege. Suffragettes and others fought long and hard to win us the right to vote. We are among the lucky few who live in a stable democracy. Think of how the South Africans queued up for hours in long lines waiting for their first ever votes and how they elected Nelson Mandela. Or think of Obama fever. So please value your vote and use it as responsible citizens. And remember, vote for the best candidate and party. The one I vote for, of course. No, I'm not telling you, it's a secret ballot. But apart from the general election every 5 years, life is full of elections. Electing who to marry, where to live, family planning, what job to work at, electing who will be our friends. You'll notice we don't elect family. Electing hobbies, clubs, pets, people. And of course, other people sometimes elect us to be in their circle, involved in their life. It's an amazing thought when the penny drops, they love me, they accept me, they value me, they want me, they vote for me, wow. It's so romantic when I look across at my wife and realise she loves me so much she's burned her bridges and voted to live with me wherever, whatever, for the rest of our lives. I'll tell you better than that. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. That's the greatest election of all. Before the world began, Jesus elected to have a Scotland, to have the year 2010, to have you and me. That's why we're here now. Whether or not we vote for him, he has already voted for us. Wow.